This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. For a fifth straight weekend, there are yellow vest demonstrations in the streets of Paris. But while there have been some scuffles with police, today's protests are described as mainly peaceful. Initially sparked by a hike in fuel taxes, the movement now is more broadly focused on the cost of everyday living for French workers. Based on past demonstration violence, French police in the capital today deployed 8,000 officers and more than a dozen armored vehicles. 21 people were detained even before the protest began. U.S. Customs and Border Protection is under a wall of criticism over the death of a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl. She died while in the custody of agents on the U.S. side of the Mexico border. The Homeland Security Department is investigating. We have a report from AP's Rita Foley.
The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala was found with her father and dozens of other immigrants near Lordsburg, New Mexico. She suffered seizures, appeared to be in shock, and apparently had not had anything to eat or drink in days, according to federal officials. She had a fever of almost 106. U.S. border agents airlifted her to an El Paso, Texas hospital where she died. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen offered her sympathies and told the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends,
"This is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally."
There'll be an autopsy to find out exactly what killed the little girl. I'm Rita Foley.
After 2 months on a hunger strike, an Iranian dissident has died, and that sparked an outcry from the United States and human rights activists inside and outside Iran. 28-year-old Vahid Sayadi Nasiri was detained by Iranian authorities in the city of Qom in July and later convicted of spreading propaganda against the state. A U.S. State Department spokesman expressed sadness and condemned Iran's leaders for what he called Tehran's unceasingly flagrant human rights violations. This is VOA News. After weeks of speculation, President Trump decided to appoint an acting chief of staff at the White House. We have a report from AP's Mike Gracia.
After a choppy process that saw at least two candidates bow out, President Donald Trump has settled on White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney as his new chief of staff. Mulvaney will replace John Kelly, who departs after serving as chief of staff for more than a year. President Donald Trump announced the move in a tweet Friday afternoon. In making the announcement, Trump said Mulvaney will be his acting chief of staff. Trump wanted to replace Kelly with Nick Ayers, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence, but Ayers withdrew from consideration at the last minute. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pulled out of consideration earlier Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The White House is quietly putting out the word there is no time limit on Mulvaney's chief of staff role. European Union leaders insist the separation agreement with Britain is not open for renegotiation. This despite a plea from British Prime Minister Theresa May for changes to help her sell the unpopular accord to British lawmakers. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz says, however, it is necessary to clarify the EU's position on the Irish border issue.
The backstop is an idea for a short period of time and not for the next decades. And I think it was necessary to say this clearly from the European Union so that the UK can trust us on this.
A U.S. federal judge has struck down a legacy achievement of the Obama administration, ruling that the Affordable Care Act, widely known as Obamacare, is unconstitutional. Here is AP's Tim McGuire.
U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor, in a 55-page opinion, said last year's tax bill removed the constitutional foundation from under the Affordable Care Act by eliminating the penalty for not having coverage. In a tweet, President Trump writes he predicted the outcome and he calls on Congress to, quote, pass a strong law that provides great health care and protects pre-existing conditions. 20 Republican-led states brought the lawsuit after the Trump Justice Department stopped defending the health law. A coalition of states supporting it took up the defense. The White House says the law will remain in place while the appeals go forward. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Kremlin says spying allegations against a Russian woman, Maria Butina, who pled guilty in a U.S. federal court, are unfounded. Butina admitted to acting as a Russian agent intent on building ties with influential conservative political groups and the Republican Party itself. She faces up to 5 years imprisonment and remains jailed while awaiting sentencing in February. Gene Randall, VOA News.